Welcome to Allison's Wonderland. I'm your host, Allison Packard. Join us as we journey through the looking glass and down the rabbit hole into the wild and wonderful world of animation and video games. Hey, do a girl a favor and please subscribe to this podcast and go on iTunes and leave us a good review. If you like the show, please help spread the word. It really helps us to get heard by more people. Thanks so much.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to part two of my interview with Danielle Bisutti. We're going to chat all about the BAFTAs and really get into her role as Freya for God of War franchise. So let's get right into it. Do you have anything planned other than the BAFTAs while you're over there?
Well, I did get my address today.
Oh, hey.
I haven't even showed it to you yet. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure I found my dress for the nominee party.
Oh, yeah, you need multiple dresses.
Well, I need two. And then for the actual carpet for the awards, I do have this red one that's really spectacular. But I want it to be like my backup. I'm going to see if I can beat it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, when I'm there, obviously going to bask in all of that, be with my castmates. Six of us were nominated.
Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Leia de Leon, mm-hmm. Ryan Hurst as Ingrid Botta, Ryan Hurst as Thor, Adam Harrington as Sindri, and then obviously Sunny Soljak as Atreus and Christopher Judge as Kratos and myself as Freya. I was like, wow, thank you, BAFTAs. This is such an honor. We are 14 nominations, which basically broke a record,
wow.
An actual record. Like, we are now the most nominated game for BAFTAs ever. Eric Williams, our director, like, just bow at his feet because he had an incredible task in front of him and so many moving parts. And he's a fantastic, like, leader on the ship. Matt Sofos, who's the head of the narrative lead.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That was the animation and narration I was getting at. the narrative lead.
We're like, does he narrate? No, wait, that's something different.
He knows every word is what he knows. And he knows how to pronounce all the Norse words.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah. And he was on the stages with us. We couldn't have Rich Gobert there like we did as much the first game because of COVID. But it was really cool because Rich was at home on Zoom. Mm. But his voice was like dialed in. So every now and then it was like the voice of God would come in through the like speakers, and it was Rich. And also Ariel, who was our producer, she would chime in too. They couldn't be with us on the stages, which it was hard. It was hard for any actor production to go back where you have the mask and then you have the shield in front of you because it's all about connection. Obviously, once we started rolling the cameras, we took it off. But during rehearsals, it was sometimes hard.
Yeah. And would they bring in multiple actors to play the scenes, or were you guys brought
yeah,
in one at
we,
a time?
We were able to, like, there was a lot of spacing. We always had a COVID officer. Sony is a huge company, and they, like, everything was, like, to the letter, by the book. We always felt safe. We always felt taken care of. And, everybody, a few people, you know, people were going to end up getting sick at some point, but there was no real tragedies that happened. So thank God that they were on top of that. Sony took very good care of us.
We've had to change the way we work in so many ways.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it still hasn't returned to normal.
No.
Casting is not allowed to be in the same room as actors and for voiceover. And I hope that shifts soon because there's also a glass wall.
Yeah.
The engineers are there where they're, you know, there can be masking. But.
And that's in the VO booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the booth. Yeah. And so now, like, you've connected with so many of your fans and fans of the project, and people that are enjoying the Song of the Valkyries, and you've been traveling all over the world to get to connect with people.
I did.
What's that like?
Well, it was.
You went to Kuwait.
I went to Kuwait, and I made these fun little videos because. So maybe it's the Italian blood in me, that Mediterranean blood. I mean, even though they're on the Gulf Coast, so they're. It just felt like akin to Italy because the first thing they do is want to feed you.
Okay.
And then after you've eaten, they're like giving you more food.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been like sitting in one area, like stationary, and had more like food options being presented to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to say no. And I'm like, wait, no, award season's coming up. I can't keep indulging. But yes, I'll have the hummus. Yes, I'll have the grape leaf. Yes, I want your Kuwaiti coffee. I couldn't stop eating. Oh, they were so generous. And I felt they wanted to show us the best of their country, and they were passionate and talented.
Were you there with more with the other cast?
No, thank you. I can go on and on about the food. I was there at a convention called QuantumCon.
Okay,
and actually, it's something that you should go to.
Yeah.
So basically, it's video game, anime, and also TV film, but it was sort of skewed more into the genre, into the space of genre, so fantasy, sci-fi, horror.
Uh-huh.
I was there with Gabriel Luna, and Gabriel Luna is on The Last of Us TV series on HBO.
Wow.
He plays Uncle Tommy, and he's killing it, crushing it. Yeah. And he and I were, I was actually on a series that he did years ago. I think it was 2013, 2014, 2015, around there, called Matador. It was on the El Rey Network.
Okay.
Yeah, and Robert Rodriguez was the director, which was, like, incredible to be in a room with him. And he was always on his guitar when he was, like, giving direction notes. I was like, he's composing and directing at the same time. Like, he's got two brains. This guy, it was incredible. I had a great time, but I hadn't seen Gabriel since then. And a lot of my scenes weren't with him. And I was like, hey, I'm like, do you remember? He's like, oh my gosh, had the best time.
Oh, wow.
The Sabah family, Al Sabah family, who are the king and prince of Kuwait, their grandson came to meet us, bore the most beautiful gifts, these decadent chocolates.
Oh my goodness.
And this beautiful, like, perfume, like Middle East, like Kuwaiti perfume. That, I mean, it's just, they.
Wow.
If they want me back, I'm theirs. They know. They're like, do you want to come back in October? I said, yeah.
Yeah. Quantum calm all the way.
Yeah. Let's just keep quantum conning my face off. Oh, yeah. And then one other really fun thing that happened while I was there, because they are huge God of War fans.
Uh-huh.
The Middle East, huge God of War fans. Kuwait, huge. They gave me a Kuwaiti name, and it's Queen Dalal.
Well, hello, Queen Dalal.
Yeah. It was incredible. So I was like, they're like, we want to, like, announce you as Queen Dalal. And I was like, well, then I'm going to have to go shopping and get some garb. Like,
and marry a king. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm like, let's talk about, like, wait, some of the royalty here.
What's the tale?
Yes. What do you have in store for me in October is the real question. Yeah. So I went and we went to the marketplace one day and I got these beautiful, like, Kuwaiti, like, traditional, like, they're like, for lack of a better word, they're like kaftans. Mm. But they're more beautiful than kaftans or shmatas. They're like, they're just beautifully made. Mm. I think I got 8. I couldn't stop myself. Yeah. And then I got the little, the shoes and then the earrings. And I got one of those headdresses that's very, like, belly dancer-ish.
Yeah.
So it had, like, the gold and the coins coming down. And when I went on stage, it was Queen Dalal. And I walked out and
I
started speaking, Arabic to them. It was great.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what brought you, was it just your convention agent that got you that gig?
Yes. Yes.
Were there other God of War?
No, it was just the two of us. So I went there with celebrity talent booking, and it was just me and Gabriel. And this was their first event, and it went off like gangbusters. Oh, it was so fun, Allison, because they had all the, like, VR stuff, which, by the way, not a fan for me.
Oh my God, I love VR.
Because I get dizzy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I'm like freaking out. I was on this motorcycle. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of me on the motorcycle?
I don't think so.
I was like, I am not Tom Cruise, guys. This is not, I'm going to stick with acting. I was like, yeah, I was a baby. I was like, how does Angelina Jolie make it look so good? Like, she's so cool. Yeah. I was like, I was losing my shit on this. Like, I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't going to fall. But in my head, I was going to fall.
Yeah. It looks so real.
I would probably even prefer to do it in real life because the VR goggles are like, it's all encompassing.
Yeah.
The technology is brilliant.
And yet it's not, it's disconnected from your bodily experience. The experience is happening in your mind. You almost are physically feeling like you're jumping. It's frightening.
It is.
But there's something that's not quite connected about it. So it's what's going on?
It
is. Body's like freaking out.
Totally. It reminded me a little bit of, so we're around the same era, Gen Xers. You remember Total Recall? Remember in Total Recall where, like, the idea of VR was first introduced? There's this one scene where there's this guy and he's sitting in this chair and he's just got these goggles on.
Uh-huh.
He's just sitting there. And it was like, oh my God, are we really, like, heading there in the future? Like, is this going to happen?
No.
And here we are.
It's crazy that it's like here.
It's here.
Too.
It's here, like, large and in charge here. Mm-hmm. But they had all the retro video games.
Oh, wow.
They had the Ms. Pac-Man and the Donkey Kong and all the stuff that we played growing up. And I was like, that's my jam. So I spent a lot of time with Ms. Pac-Man. I got to the banana. I got to the banana, but then I couldn't get past the banana.
Oh,
I know. I really want to beat that game one day.
Yeah. My son has, like, a little teeny one. Actually, I think it might even be up there if you want to give it a lend.
I really, really do.
Go
yeah. It's my favorite game is Ms. Pac-Man.
Do you have any more personal appearances coming up that fans could get excited about?
Yeah, I do. Let's see. I was just in San Antonio for Chucky. It was called Friend of the End.
Yes. It's so interesting because you have both the video games
and the horror.
You were in Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky. And that's a very interesting type of fan.
Uh-huh.
Because they are not afraid of this doll. In fact, this doll is their best friend. It is a good guy to them.
I saw a child in your line with like hugging like the Chucky dog. I was like, I'm so disturbed.
He was the cutest nugget of a little boy. Uh-huh. And he was so overjoyed to be holding this murderous doll. And I was like, you are not afraid. He's like, no, like Chucky's my friend. I'm like, maybe there's something to this. Maybe they are the smart ones because they're making friends with their enemies rather than being terrified of them like the way that I am. And I was just thinking to myself, maybe they're the most brilliant people on the planet. And of course, I think they're all completely out of their mind for not being afraid of it. But anyway.
So yeah, you could really go to pretty much any convention.
Right. Well, yeah, I got a few. So I'll be, yes. Now here, the cast of God of War. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think 8 of us.
Amazing.
In San Diego at DreamHack. When I get back from the BAFTAs, it's going to be the first weekend of April. It's going to be so fun.
Amazing.
We're all going to be there together. We're so excited.
That's great.
And then 4 of us from God of War, or is it 3 of us? No, 4 of us from God of War will be in London in May, back in London. Mm-hmm. It'll be Ryan Hurst, Sunny Soljic, and actually Alistair Duncan, who plays Mimir with a beautiful Scottish brogue. He's the character that's just the head. Hilarious. I'm so excited. So the 4 of us will be back in London together in May.
So how are you juggling your time now with personal appearances, the travel, with your auditions and your current jobs? How are you finding the time for it all?
That is the most valuable, important question because it has been hard. It's been a bit of a challenge. Because a lot of times in this industry, it's kind of like feast or famine, you know, and you do your best on an emotional level to find a homeostasis that's healthy for you. Mm-hmm. But when it's busy, you just have to ride that wave and do it to the best of your ability. So I do have a personal assistant that's been helping out. Mm-hmm. And then my producing partner, Amber, mm-hmm. has also been, you know, with Song of the Valkyrie, Amber's really been helping me out a lot because we're partners in that. But I make sure I get my 8 hours mm-hmm. of sleep to mm-hmm. the best of my ability so that I can function.
Yeah.
Healthy diet mm-hmm. right now, super important. Less wine than I like. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Let's be real.
I'm a little bit annoyed because I really do love like my wine at night, at least a glass. So I've been kind of pulling back from that because sometimes you can wake up a little bit groggy mm-hmm. from it. And then just as scheduled as I can be, you know, everything from, you know, a massage that I got yesterday, even though like as I was driving there, I'm like, I've got to finish my rewrite. And I was not have time for this massage. And I was like, Danielle, this is precisely why you booked it. Mm-hmm. Because a week ago, you knew that you wouldn't have taken the time. And that Danielle was taking care of present day Danielle. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
It's basically just scheduling it out and then, you know, crawl in a corner and cry if it gets crazy, if I need to, and then pull myself out of the corner and be like, hey, look, no, this is, you signed up for it. It's okay. It can be overwhelming. Reach out for help when you can. And, you know.
So do you have some certain exercise that you do to keep grounded or?
Yes, yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga is by far the most grounding, calming, strengthening, all of it. You get it. Like,
yeah.
From your hips to your joints to your back, everything. It's basically like self-massage. Mm-hmm. It to me gives me everything that I need. Alongside of that, love a little cardio, sometimes a spin, sometimes on the stairs, sometimes a hike. I mean, my absolute favorite thing to do is hike.
Yes.
It's been a little wet out there, but have you been up to Temescal?
I haven't been to Temescal this year, but everything everywhere is so colorful.
Let's go. Because we'll do like a little lunch or whatever. Because right now, so Temescal, like basically, I would say 364 days out of the year, like the waterfall is like a trickle of water.
Yeah.
It's like drop, drop. Mm. And now it's gushing.
Oh,
it is a gushing waterfall in Los Angeles. This is like a unicorn is coming through and we have to like take advantage of it. So dance, and then you know what I've been doing a lot of lately that I've been finding to be really valuable at this like stage is lifting more.
Yeah.
And really keeping that muscle tone intact and strength. Like obviously I want the aesthetic.
Mm.
You know, the vanity part is, I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to fit in my clothes really well. Mm. The lifting is really great. It gets the metabolism going and you feel, but it's the strength now, right? Because it's going to help the back. It's going to help the shoulders.
And your bone density.
And your bone density. It's going to help all those things.
Bone density. We have to think about our bone density
now.
Yeah,
I know. And but, you know, and it's like, important. You're so fit. I mean, I know that you've been doing dance and workouts and do you do yoga as well?
Not dance, okay. But I love that you think that. Like, I do strength training and some cardio, mm-hmm. like treadmill classes and yoga.
And yoga.
Yoga's a big thing
it's
for me.
It's just huge, yeah. And so, you know, through all these different phases of our life, it's just important to keep that body moving.
It is. And, you know, I think, what advice would you have for people as, you know, they grow in their career? You're at a point now where, you know, a lot of your goals have come true. A lot of your dreams have come true. You're able to manifest things like Song of the Valkyrie. I'm not going to say it's easy, but make it manifest in the world. For anyone that might be feeling stuck on their path, what advice would you have?
Ooh, I've been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Holy cow, so many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you love it enough, you're going to stick with it. I would say the most important thing is to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. However that's going to look for you. And you know the difference between I went on a bender last night because I needed to blow off steam and I got 8 hours and I took a bath and I got massaged and I journaled. Mm. There's a time and place. I get it. Sometimes we need to party hardy. How are you taking care of yourself? Your mental health? I mean, everyone's talking about mental health today. Great. I'm glad it's so in vogue because we should be talking about it.
Although there is a certain superficial level of dealing with it too, of like, oh, I watch 6 TikToks and I realize I have ADD versus like doing the deep work. You know, I feel like our culture, there's a lot of talk about it and we still need to remember that it's not easy work. There's no quick fix solution and it's digging. It's digging deep.
It's mining for gold and it hurts like a mother. It is not comfortable. If you're comfortable, you're probably not, you're not doing the alchemy, in my opinion, in my experience. Not everybody needs to go as deep as you went or somebody else.
Hey guys, this is Allison Packard. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to let you know that if you like the show, please, please, please remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps us to get heard by more people. Thanks so much.
But we all have those things from childhood. Our parents did the best they could. Their parents did the best they could. And so on and so forth in our lineage, right? These things get passed down. We know that now. Just like my mom had blue eyes, I have blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Or my mom was diabetic and that ran in the family. There are also emotional traits that get passed down through our epigenetics and through our genetics and our DNA. If we want a shot at really identifying who we are and really having like a sovereignty in your life, it's going to require some alchemy and some shape-shifting and some work.
Transformation.
It's the transformation. Yeah. It's all about the transformation. These are the most interesting characters we love when we go to see any type of entertainment, TV, film, video game. Look at the transformation of Freya. Look at the one of Kratos. It's so rewarding. They didn't get there just by being like, hey, you know, this is picking daisies in the field, you know? I mean, although I did send him to pick flowers in one part of the game. But
we all like flowers.
Yeah, we all love flowers. It took a lot of a lot of grueling work to get there. And so I would say, look, it should be fun. Mm. You should love it. If you do, if you love it, it's fun. It's your vocation. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Now you got a phone and you got a light and you can write your thing and you can make your project. You have a little microphone. You can write your song. You can make a video. You can put it on your YouTube. I mean, now we have access to everything. I mean, look at what you've created, this magical Allison's Wonderland. No one said, do it. No one gave you the idea. No one said, here's $100,000, Allison. Go and make your dream come true.
No, but I'm not opposed to that.
Let's be clear.
If anybody wants to give me.
On every camera. We want the money. It's innovation. Yeah. It's, mom, can you help me out? It's, I got to move back in because it's, hey, best friend, can you? It's putting something out in the trades or Craigslist or, you know, get your buddy, get your pal, get your crew, get your team. Treat them with kindness. Take care of yourself. Because how you feel about yourself, we know this, is how you're going to treat other people. Mm. your ability to be honest, your ability to communicate. And it's hard sometimes. It's confronting sometimes. Sometimes there's an upheaval in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Challenging times for sure.
I mean, it's scary to sit with someone and then you've got to own your side of the street. Ah, what did I do? I don't want to. We get defensive. We don't want to we don't want to admit that we could actually hurt somebody. God. But we do sometimes.
And that's, I recently, my husband and I went to a workshop up in Esalen.
Oh God, I love it.
So magical.
It's yes.
In Big Sur, California.
Yes.
Right on the cliffs. And it's been a spiritual retreat since 1962 or 63. Took a relationship workshop there. And like the biggest takeaway, I mean, there were so many, but one of the biggest takeaways is we're doing like weekly relationship meetings mm-hmm. where we're checking in about appreciating what is there and what happened through the week that we were grateful for. We're co-joining our schedules to make sure we're on the same page. We're planning stuff for the future and we're talking about any issues that we're dealing with. Mm. And I'm realizing that I grew up in a family where we didn't own mistakes when we made them. We didn't. Nobody ever said sorry. So for me, it's, you know, taking ownership. Today I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was, I found an old GoPro in the attic that we thought we had lost. And I was so excited because we bought a new GoPro and that one broke. And then we're going on this vacation. I'm like, I found the old GoPro. And he's kind of like, we don't need to bring it. And I was like, so disappointed because I wanted his reaction to be like, yes. Hey, the GoPro, you know? But it's like, I realized on reflecting, I'm like, I expressed myself and he kind of had a smile like, okay, you know, like you're kind of being ridiculous as I, you know, whatever, express myself. And I'm reflecting back. I was like, oh, I was trying to control how he was.
Yeah.
His reaction to my excitement. Because
yeah.
I wanted him to share the excitement with me, but I wasn't okay with, you know, his differing ideas. So it was so interesting just by owning it. And I was like, I have to just like apologize. And, it's going to be awkward. And so I texted Apollo and he's like, no problem, baby. I love you. I was like, no, big deal. And I was like, oh,
so
the more I just own my shit when it comes up in the moment,
yes.
the less I have to be making big apologies down the road.
Yes.
Like, oh God.
The upheaval, like the mount, like the volcanic one, right? Because you've been like in the pressure cooker
yeah.
of all that nonsense, right?
Yeah.
It's not nonsense. I don't mean it that way. But all of the discourse that happens, right? Petty, serious, and no
disappointments.
One's yeah,
and
disappointments.
Yep. Yes, withheld, you know, feelings.
And you're like, oh, we'll just avoid it. We'll just avoid it. No. This is going to be like, you know, volcanic, like eruption, ash for weeks, months on end of the remnants of all the things you didn't deal with just in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's this nuclear winter. We're getting divorced. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
And good on you guys. That is so encouraging. You know, how long have you been married?
It was 10 years in October.
Oh, God.
So that's not nothing.
That is incredible.
It's and you have
beautiful
big commitment.
Children, beautiful home, beautiful careers. You guys are thriving. But at the apex, at the foundation,
yep.
is your marriage.
Relationships are so important. You know,
yeah.
I hate to stress that on anybody who is a younger person that like somebody needs to complete you because that's not what I'm saying at all. But when you let someone into your sphere, they have a tremendous impact on you.
Yeah.
So you really, it's worth spending the time to find that person that supports and loves you. And to find that person, we have to be that person.
It's 100%. There's expansion through relationships.
Yes.
Because you can do you all day long and you nailed it,
yeah.
right? But with this other person and their background, and typically we attract that person that we're going to like have these learning lessons with, right? Like whether it's a soulmate or a twin flame,
yeah.
whatever it might be. We really, I mean, of course, we never would encourage someone to stay in something that was abusive.
Yeah.
We're very clear about that. But we're going to have upheavals. We're going to have arguments. We're going to see things differently. You're going to be excited about the GoPro. He's going to be like, it's a GoPro, babe. I don't get it.
It's a three.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Is it, well, you're at a 10. I'm at a 3. Wait, what was it?
Yeah. Oh, he was a hero 3. It's like
yeah.
a really
yeah.
five models. Won't.
Right. And then, you know, and then you built this life, you know, with somebody. And of course, like, and I get it, you know, we're post-feminist women. we're out there with our careers. We're doing it. We're doing it like women, though. You know, like we're doing it with all the feminine strengths and the attributes of that. And sometimes there's masculinity in some of that, or what you would say traditionally more masculine, taking the lead and building your business,
asking for what you want,
right? And then also too, look at all this pink and all this softness. You know what I mean?
When I was doing my branding, I'm like, okay, this is a podcast about video games and anime. And a lot of the fan base is male, but the branding comes from this place of being very feminine. Like, oh, actually, this is an opportunity to show you guys my new t-shirts.
It's incredible.
This is one of the samples. We're working on a merch line. This is something we've been working on for quite a while. And so we're going to have t-shirts and sweatshirts and leggings. Which is just like so feminine. But I think the designs are so pretty. And we're going to have some more basic stuff as well. But, you know, when you come from an authentic place of what's inside, it might not resonate with everybody. There might be, you know, some guys, maybe some Call of Duty fans or, you know, that maybe will be turned off by the aesthetic. But that's okay. I think that it will find its audience and it will resonate with the people who appreciate maybe a more feminine aesthetic.
I think it's a nice breath of fresh air. And I mean, you know, if we're talking about heterosexual relationships, I've never met a heterosexual gamer boy that didn't like a pretty girl. So here you are. Here you are. Let's enter into their life as some of this softness and femininity and just talking about being okay with it. So yeah, so just to circle. Well, first of all, I want to say transformation, metamorphosis, the butterfly.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
It's
whimsical, it's fantasy, it's a wonderland. And also what that caterpillar has to go through in the pupa state, right?
Oh my gosh, I know.
Right? And chrysalis when it goes inside the cocoon. That's what I felt like I went into during COVID. All of us, it was an opportunity to go inside the cocoon and like get
completely dissolved.
Yeah.
Just they completely
what's
become
not
liquid.
Working? I'm just going to let it dissolve into it and then just... bust out. And when they bust out, it's probably pretty awkward. I mean, I've never necessarily seen a butterfly like all of a sudden it just poof, oh, here I am.
And if you help it along and like cut the, it will die because it hasn't developed the strength to keep going, which is just like,
that is so profound. Think about that. That is so incredible. It's your journey. This butterfly is like, I'm not ready yet. Don't like speed it along. So, and that's the hard part too. Like,
I guess I would say we
want the help. Or we like, I already see like on the award, like winning the Oscar. Yeah. Like we all did. You know, we all do. You know what I mean? You're like, you know, like 21, pounding the pavement after college.
It's on your vision board.
Yeah, I'm like, in 5 years, this is gonna happen. Yeah, right? Totally. I just got my Bachelor of Arts. This is how it's gonna go. And I still believe that. Why not? You know, I want to be making these projects now that I'm making projects, and
maybe in the next 2 weeks.
Hey,
you might be on a stage.
Maybe there'll be a BAFTA. Certainly honored for the nomination.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. So that's so cliche because it's true.
Yeah.
And the destination is not the goal because then you miss out on all the stages of that butterfly of your own.
Yeah. And once you get to the destination, you are looking at the next destination.
Yeah, exactly
so
right.
It's like just before you hit the destination that you really need to take inventory and be like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, the thank you.
You just said it.
The gratitude. Mm-hmm. The fact that you and your husband are practicing gratitude is everything. Because you're in these long-term situations, a long-term job. You're a mom and a dad. You're a parent. You're a kid. You're a husband or a wife. You're a best friend. And sometimes you forget the gratitude for the people in your life, mm-hmm. the gifts in your life, the roof over your head, the fact that my legs are working, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that my body's functioning so great that like every 5 seconds it's grumbling because it's telling me, Danielle, you didn't eat enough today. But that's a body that's functioning perfectly, right? Yeah. The littlest things. That was one thing that I learned in the gratitude journal that I now keep during when I went and did that course called Love Life Legacy. It's this couple that teach it out of Canada. And one of the things that we did every day, and I don't practice necessarily every day. Sometimes when I get busy, I'll forget to do it, but I'll think it, is that every day your gratitude.
Yeah.
Anything. It's raining. I'm grateful. The bird are singing. I'm grateful.
And even the same thing over and over again. I'm grateful for this space. I'm grateful for my child. It's like, never get sick of
You never get sick of that little, your little one.
Oh, no, you get sick of it.
You're like, let me tell you.
It's been a week.
And then I got to practice gratitude. No,
but then
I'm grateful.
You have to, right.
Was this a good idea? Well, we can't put him back in. We gotta keep this guy around.
No return policy.
That sucks.
But wow.
Yeah.
Such a wise, wise woman you are. It's so great to reconnect with you. It's such a different space from when we met with Exploding Roses and Sarah Carter and Kalimba and Kestrin and Santong and all the other amazing women gather and support each other and lift each other up.
Women lifting women up. It's always been in my DNA. I was always, and I still am, like all the people that work with me, like a couple of them are my friends from high school, you know, still really close with my first friend at 5 years old. Like, and just understanding that it's not a threat. There's enough room and space. Uh-huh. You are a snowflake. You really are. You are Allison Packard. There is no one else like you. Like when you're rising, Kestrin Pantera with her incredible films, Sarah Carter with her incredible film in her name, Kalimba Bennett and all the amazing things that she's done in her lifetime, the theater company that she started, rooting your girlfriends on. And then if there's an opportunity to be generous or to share with them in your space the way that you've done with me, that has just meant so much to me. It really has. It was like you were so generous in just that Instagram Live and then talking about Song of the Valkyrie. And then just like I really just felt this like heart-centered, open like interest. And I was like, wow, this is a great reflection. And it's also it was a beautiful gift to receive because I was like, yes, my friend Allison, and we went through this stuff together. But you know, you're so good at what you do. And it was just such a level of generosity that it's with the reciprocity sometimes you don't get in life. And so when you receive that back from an incredibly empowered, talented, beautiful woman, it's like, is one of the biggest gifts. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
For having me here and for, you know, uplifting the Song of the Valkyrie the way that you have. And hey, if it's an animation, we'll get you one of the Valkyrie characters.
Yes!
It'd be
amazing to work together.
Now I wish I had just cast
you. I was like, as I'm interviewing here, I have this screenplay and I was like, oh my God, Danielle could play.
Oh yeah, anytime. Yeah. Anytime. I think that's the way to do it. Everybody else is putting all their friends in their stuff.
Yeah.
We think about like Judd Apatow and Spielberg and, you know, Greta Gerwig, and you think about, you know, some of these, like, they're just, like, working with people they love and the people that are talented and their friends, and it's like, that's absolutely our opportunity at this moment now as we continue to lift each other up. Right.
Well, it's been so great getting the chance to chat with you. We're going to be rooting you on.
Thank you.
Have so much fun. I think it'll be, when this first part airs, it'll be tomorrow.
Wow.
The baptism will be tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's right. Ooh, okay. How am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I've got the dresses. Good. I'm with my team. I'm so proud of Sony. I'm so proud of every person. And I'm just going to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The work is done. And now I'm just going to be grateful and enjoy.
That's amazing.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Yes, Danielle, future.
Future like, Danielle.
Like your other past Danielle was setting you up with a massage. Yeah. Now you're setting up future Danielle with well wishes and support.
Yeah.
And I am as well. Future Danielle, current Danielle.
Yes.
Past Danielle.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for watching this interview with Danielle Bisutti. We'll see you next week. If you're not already subscribed, I mean, what are you waiting for? You might as well just click subscribe and make sure you tell a friend. And I will keep you posted about all the future fun stuff that's coming to a store soon. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Allison's Wonderland, where we explore the wild and wonderful world of animation and video games. Please remember to subscribe and leave us a review. For more episodes of Allison's Wonderland, please visit us at www.allisonpackard.com. See you next week.